And he said, well, Studio B is empty. Why don't you guys come in and we'll just do a couple of songs?
All right.
And that was cool, you know. We went in there and we did Glamour Boy and Which Way to America. And after that, what happened was we got some press and Billboard and Rolling Stone, you know, like what's Mick up to kind of thing. And that was really great, you know. And but that still didn't get a sign. You know, that happened in May. And I think we didn't really sign anything until November of the same year. But it was definitely a shot in the arm. You know?
Yeah. Now, were you guys Stones fans, or what kind of stuff were you listening to growing up?
It's funny because, honestly, I laugh at myself with the Stones thing because, I mean, I was a person who actively stood on a corner and was telling people to boycott some girls, you know. And I always had a problem with a lot of the Stones lyrics here and there, you know, I have to admit. Because it was, you know, sometimes it's just like, well, what exactly do they mean when they say this, you know? And then, you know, years later to be actually playing with them. So it's just kind of funny to see how things come around. You know? It's just weird.
I don't own a Stones album, but I've never owned a Stones album. I like the music, but just never bought a record.
Yeah. Who were you? Who'd you listen to a lot?
My mother. I listen to my mother a lot.
Did your mother sing opera around the house in that high falsetto voice?
No, she would do other things.
My mother would do that.
She had that spine piercing scream that's where I got it from.
Oh, okay.
that spine decalcifying thing that just like turned into a blob after a while. Right.
That's why he's so flexible now.
Little Richard and Maceo Parker. On Time's Up, it had to be fun with those guys. Maceo especially.
I mean, I remember listening, you know, the James Brown record, and hanging me all up. Maceo, you know. So of course, when Maceo was in the studio doing his solo, we were in the control room where he couldn't hear us. We were all going, Maceo, blow your horn. We're all doing our James Brown's impersonations, you know, just to be able to say we can do it.
But he wasn't there long enough for us to really say anything to him. He was there. He took two takes, and we took the first take, and he left.
He was in and out.
See you, man.
He's very professional.
That guy is everywhere lately.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see him get work because he's one of those backbones in music. Yeah.
Now, how'd you guys get turned on to UDS? They're brilliant. I was really happy to see they were opening for you.
Yeah, where did we first come across them?
I heard the record. A friend of mine actually told me about the record, and they said he went to see them at the Cat Club, and Vernon kept talking about them because they wanted to join the BRC. They wanted to join the Black Rock Coalition, and they have joined the Black Rock Coalition. And just listening to the record, it's really like, it's like great to see somebody outside of, to see that the music has reached people outside of the U.S. and outside of this whole sphere that music, again, that music is not limited to just like your socioeconomic like background. It's more about music that moves people as opposed to just anything else.
It's been encouraging. The around here, Ithaca has got a mad Living Color following, and
mad Living
mad,
Color.
I mean,
they're not foaming, are they?
They are foaming.
Okay,
and it's really refreshing. Okay. To see the Urban Dance Squad catch on around here as well. So
yeah, they're phenomenal. Yeah. Especially live. They kick like crazy live. It's great.
All right. Well, I get the feeling you guys are about ready to take off. What's up for the rest of the tour? How long is this tour?
Forever.
It is forever.
Okay. Until we turn to dust, I think.
Tours never end. They just
I think, what was it? It's either dust.
They just get revised.
And then they prop us up and play a tape. Once we turn to dust.
All right. A high WTFF tonight?
Who knows?
I think so.
We may be at low ebb, but we can bring it up somehow. You know, never know.
All right. Well, I'm sure the show will be brilliant. Once again, thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
Thanks. Good talking to you.
You can't hear this, but we're shaking his hand.
All right. Let's play some Living Color. What's your favorite track on the album? Do you have one?
1 through 15.
I think that's it.
Anyway.
Nothing special, huh?
Play Someone Like You.
Someone like you. There you go. All right. You guys enjoy. We'll see you.
Take it easy.
All right. We're going to do a track from Living Colors' Time's Up, and it's called Someone Like You, and then we'll be back.